Paragraph Lamed Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas ma'shekosa b'shulchan aruch simin shin chof hei, hamekabel sode mechaveroi lishonim uatois." If a person receives a field from his friend for a limited time, for a few years, dahainu pochos mizayin shonim, meaning less than 7 years, lo yizrenu pishton, he's not allowed to plant flax, ve'ein loy bekoiras shikma. And also, if there's a shikma tree, which is a certain very powerful, a big tree that produces, it's not a fruit-bearing tree, it's a tree that produces beams that are used in construction, like an oak tree, something like that, a sycamore tree, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they translate it in English. So he's not allowed to chop wood from a shikma tree if he has the use of the field for 7 years or less. Vahatam, the reason for this, Pirush HaSma, the Sma in the Shulchan Aruch explains that the reason is, the Pishton Makhish Aratuva, flax is something that harms the earth in a big way. Ubepochis Mizayin Shonim Eina Karko Choyzeres Lekoicha. And if it's less than a 7 year period, the earth doesn't restore itself to its full power. It doesn't recover in less than 7 years. Ve'ein b'koiras shikma, and also he's not allowed to cut off any beans from that tree. Pirish shebepochis mizayin shonim ein choizer liyos k'moy shehoya. Again, because that wood doesn't replace itself in less than 7 years. It seems it's a very powerful type of wood, but it takes time to grow also. And if you're going to chop off a branch, it's going to take 7 years for that branch to replace itself. Ayin shom. Look in the Shulchan Aruch over there, and you'll see where this is explained. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to relate this to our discussion. Ki pishton makhish aratuva. Flax is something that harms the earth in a big way. Ki pishton hu korban kayin shehevi me'apsoilis. Pishton is the thing that Kayin offered as a sacrifice to Hashem, where the Torah testifies that he offered the cheapest kind of thing. V'om Razal, and the Gemara says, Zere Pishton Hoyo, that what he brought was flax. The Kayin hu Iker Pegam Hahavolim Nigdusha. Kayin is the symbol of bad breath, bad vapors. We spoke about before the good vapors and the bad vapors coming from the good Ritzonis and bad Ritzonis. Kayin is the symbol of the bad Havolim. Shezeu Bechinas Vayihi Bihiyosem Basode. Vayokom Kayin el Hevel Ochiv Vayahargeu. Look what the pasuk says. It was when they were both out in the field. In the field, Kayin and Hevel. Kayin rose up and killed Hevel. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Kayin hu kino misav usa. Kayin represents a tomei type of jealousy, an evil type of jealousy. Bechinas zuamas hakisufim vatayva shaleilam hazeh. He represents the filth of the worldly desires. Shemizgaber keneged bechinas hevel. And he's the one who rose up against hevel. Sheheim havolim nikdusha. Hevel represents the hevel of kedusha, the breath of holiness. Shezel bechinas harigas kayin as hevel. This is the symbolism in Kayin killing hevel. And where did this take place? Out in the field. Bechinas vayihi biyosam basode, as the pasuk says, kishon hisgabrus hachitzonim sheyon kemikisufim roim shemizgabrim al ha'avolim nikdusha. Because as we said earlier, it's out in the field where it's the place where the bad havolim have the ability to attack and to overpower the good havolim most. Remember when we spoke about Rosh Hashanah, we said usually a Jew is supposed to stay indoors. It's only on Sukkot that we're able to go out a little bit because of all the good Havolim Nikdusha that have been generated during the 10 days of Tshuva from the Shofar and all the millions of Tfilos that all the Jews have pumped out into the atmosphere. But normally it's assumed that outside is a place of Klipos and Tumah where the Tumah can more easily overpower than the Kedusha can. V'alkein b'knisas Shabbos oiskim b'tikin zeh sholchet kayin shehorages hevel kemavura b'kavonus. This is why the Arizal tells us that when Shabbos is entering that's when the Jewish people are involved in making a tikkun for the crime of Cain killing Hevel. Why? Ki b'Shabbos oylim ha'havolim v'anafoshes d'kdusha kanal. Because we had explained earlier that Shabbos is the time when all the holy breath and holy souls have an aliyah. Sheze b'chinas toisves Shabbos. This is the concept of the mitzvah of adding to the Shabbos, where you have to add a few minutes before Shabbos, a few minutes after Shabbos, meaning that Shabbos has the ability to expand its Kedusha, to reach out into the 6 days of the week, to reach out into the Tumah. Bechinas nefesh yisera shemekabla m'Shabbos. This is also the symbolism of the additional nefesh that a Jew receives on Shabbos. We said nefesh means rotzon, good desire. Shenimshach me ha'havolim v'kisufim toivim shemizbarim b'Shabbos. This all happens as a result of the good desires and good breath that's being refined through Shabbos. Shehem b'chinas nefoshes toivim, which represents good souls. Umehem nimshach b'chinas ha'nefesh yisera b'Shabbos. And that's where the additional nefesh that each Jew receives on Shabbos is coming from. It's coming from the good desire. Even a Jew who during the week is all involved and everything is involved in, as soon as Shabbos comes in and he goes to that mikvah and he dresses for Shabbos, he's yearning for Kedusha. During the week he's preoccupied with all kinds of other baloney. But once he puts on that fancy clothes and he's after the mikvah and he's headed for shul, his mind is, now I'm going to have at least a few minutes of Yiddishkeit for the week. At least I'm going to have one religious day for the week. Ukemuvan Shamba Toiranal, as is explained in chapter 31 on Likutei Moran, Al Maimar Azal Kivon Sheshovas Vai Ovdo Nefesh, where Rabbeinu Zal explains the word Vayinofash. We say on Friday night, Vishom Rabbeinu Zal Sashabos, Vayinofash. The Gemara says Vayinofash is Vai Ovdo Nefesh. The Gemara says that what this means is that as soon as Shabbos is entering, a Jew is starting to think, oy, 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 in 26 hours, the Nefesh Yisera is going to be leaving. In other words, like, he knows he's on a timer, that this high that he's experiencing from Shabbos, this additional neshama that he's being given, etc., is with him for a limited time, and he immediately starts feeling bad. He starts feeling a yearning to hold on to this neshama that's starting to leave him. Meaning, just like the Gemara says, when does a person die? There's a pasuk in Koheles which says, "Yoim moisoi miyoim hivoldoi," that the day of death starts from when a person is born. They compare it to a person who's going for a walk. From the day a person is born, they start walking. What's their destination? Death. Every single day, they're walking closer to it. So here also, on Shabbos, the moment Shabbos begins, a Jew receives an additional nefesh. But he knows that he's going to have to give it up in 26 hours or so, or 27 hours. So from the moment Shabbos begins, he starts feeling a yearning for that nefesh that's starting to leave him already. You understand? And it's that yearning that gives him the high of Shabbos. The Kiddush of Shabbos comes from the desperate desire to hold on to this additional nefesh that's been given to you, and you know it's going to be taken away in a short period of time. This is what the Gemara explains, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it in that chapter in Likutei Moran. And now Rav Nosson Zal's keying in on that. She'ikar ha'nefesh yisera b'Shabbos mekablin al yidei kisufim toiv ma'in sham. The main additional nefesh that a Jew has on Shabbos, the power of that, is coming from the desire that the person feels. Desire for what? Desire not to let go of this thing. He knows he's been given this gift. He knows that it's starting to leave him. From the moment he gets it, it's starting to leave. And that feeling of, no, don't go, don't leave me, that's what gives him the high of Shabbos. The fact that it activates a desire, just like the Gemara says, there's a law that when a man is leaving home to go on a business trip or anything like that, he's required to be with his wife before he leaves home, before he goes out on a trip. Why? The Bnei Yisachar explains, because the nature of people is, two people that are friends, their friendship is on a certain level. It's let's say at level 36. when they know that they're going to be separated for a period of time, the thought of being separated suddenly rives up the friendship. As they're parting, you know, what's that expression in English? Parting is the sweetest sorrow?
Sweet sorrow? Parting is the sweetest sorrow?
Something like that. Where the fact that you know you're going to be separated suddenly intensifies the feelings that both people have for each other. Because if they liked each other medium, the knowledge that they're going to be separated from each other intensifies the love in a big way. And that's why that's a very preferred time for them to be together, because when the feelings, when the closeness between them is intensified, they have a chance of producing a holier nefesh, you know, that kind of thing. So here also, when it comes to Shabbos, the fact that a Jew is given this gift for Shabbos with a timer on it, where he knows from the moment he gets it that it's on its way out, and that causes him to have an intense feeling of wanting to hold on to it one as much as he can, that's the Nefesh Yisera. That's the holiness. That's the light that's emanating from that Nefesh Yisera. V'alkein oz hu tikkun harigas kayanis hevel shepogam hazeh. That's why when Shabbos is entering, the Arizal explains, is the time when the Jews have the ability to make a tikkun for Kayin's pegam. Because the pegam of Kayin murdering Hevel was the bad desires overcoming the good desires. Hevel represents the Hevel of Kedusha, the Kisufin of Kedusha. Kayin is jealousy, which is the exemplification of the evil desire. Kayin killing Hevel is evil desire overpowering good desire. Therefore, because Cain's evil was reflected in flax, Alkain Pishton Makhish Aratuva. Therefore, Hashem has made it that when you plant flax, it harms the earth. And it requires 7 years for the earth to recover from the harm that was done by the planting of the flax. Because you have to struggle for 7 years to make the tikkun of the emuna, because we said when the emuna is bishleimus, the bracha is bishleimus. To take the earth out of the state of being cursed, which happened as a result of it swallowing up Hevel's blood. Remember? When the earth swallowed up the blood of Hevel, and that resulted in a curse for the earth. The curse was that when you plant Pishton, which is the symbol of Kayin, it'll harm the earth and it'll take it 7 years to recover. The number 7 represents Shleimus Femuna. Remember we spoke earlier about the 6 and 11? Versus the 7 and 12. That 7 represents a shleimus. When we talk about the midos of Hashem, chesed, gvura, teferes, netzach, hod, yesod, malchus, malchus is number 7, Shabbos is number 7, and Shabbos is emuna. Kama shekosu b'posuk shom, as it says in the posuk in Chumash, that the earth was cursed. Ki ikar shleimus v'emuna nimsheches b'bechina sheva shonim. The main fullness of emuna is completed in a 7-year period. Ki ho emuna hi shvius, because emuna is the 7th attribute of Hashem. It's the malchus. Bechinas Shabbos shemashlim kol hashisha brachos kanal. Shezer bechinas shnas hashmito shehi shna shono hashvius shehi Shabbos l'Hashem. This is also the symbolism in the Shemitah year, which is the 7th year. That it represents shleimus emuna. That's the year when we have our faith in Hashem that Hashem is going to provide. It doesn't take our physical work to provide. V'alkein Yaakov Avinu Omar Avodcho Sheva Shonim Baruchel. This is why when Yaakov Avinu was looking to get married, he made a commitment that he's willing to work 7 years to get his wife Rachel. Ki Rachel Isha Yiras Hashem Bechinas Emuna Bechinas Tikkun Abris. Because Rachel represented the Malchus. The female is always the concept of the Malchus, the concept of Emuna. Rabbi Nizal said, if you want to learn faith, go to the women. So she represents Emuna. Shemigoydel ha-pegomim shehoyoz boilam, as a result of all the tremendous sins and defectiveness that was in the world at that time, Yaakov Avinu understood that he won't be able to refine the Emuna properly in less than 7 years. Shehem b'chinas shmita, which represents a full shmita, b'chinas Shabbos, which is, represents the Shabbos. U'kamay shekosuv b'zohar HaKadosh, shehasheva shonim heim b'chinas shmita ein sham. If you look in the Zohar HaKadosh where it discusses Yaakov Avinu working those 7 years for his wife, the Zohar HaKadosh compares it to a shmita, which is the symbol of emuna, faith, tikkun ha-emuna. V'alkein machmas shebepishton nechas b'yoyser pigam hakisufim roem. Because of the fact that flax symbolizes bad desires, that's the concept of Cain, who showed bad desire for Hashem by offering Hashem the cheapest type of, you know, crop, ki hu korban Cain, that's the sacrifice of Cain, shehorag es hevel basode, who murdered hevel in the field, alkein hu makhish aratuva. Therefore, that causes major harm to the earth. And it takes 7 years for the earth to replenish itself. You have to struggle for 7 years to make the full tikkun ha-emuna, which is 7 years. V'zeu gam kein b'chinas koiras ha-shikma, and so too the beams of the sycamore tree, she'eina choizer kevatchilat sheva shonim, which don't replenish themselves until 7 years, ki shikmim heimin erez, because the shikma is a type of cedar tree, the erez gizoy machlich, and the cedar tree is one which replaces itself. V'alkein hatzadik nimshal li'erez. This is why we find tzadikim are compared to a cedar tree. It says tzadik katomor yifroch ke'erez balavon in yizgeh, that the tzadik will shoot up like a cedar tree in Lebanon. Kama shekosu b'kabola Shabbos ke'erez balavon in yizgeh. V'ikar b'chinas gizoy machlev huali de shleimus emuna. The main ability to replace itself, for the branches to replace themselves when you break off a branch, is depends on shleimus ha-emuna, ki emuna hi bechinas koyach ha-goydel v'koyach ha-tzemeach, because emuna represents the ability to grow, the ability to blossom forth. The Gemara says, I've mentioned this before, that there are 6 sections of Mishnayos, right? Zroim, Moed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kochim, Taros. The Gemara says that there's a pasuk which we say on Saturday night in the Tefillah Efer Shmon Esrei, where we say V'hoyo emunas itecho choisen yeshuos chochma vodas. It says over there, it lists over there 6 items, and the Gemara says that those 6 correspond to the 6 sections of Mishnah. Zroim is called emunos, faith, because a person who plants has faith. Otherwise, what kind of nut job would take something and bury it in the ground? Why are you taking this thing and burying it in the ground? The answer is, because I know it's gonna become a tree. What do you know? Could you explain to me logically how this is going to turn into a tree? Does it make any sense in the world how this little, you know, 2 millimeter size thing, which you're going to bury in the ground, and it's going to rot in the ground, and from that it's going to come forth a tree? There's no sense to it. It's emuna. It's only, that's called faith. That section of the Torah that deals with planting, you know, all the laws of planting and everything, is called faith. So we see that when we talk about a tree that's able to replace itself, it's able to grow back. When you chop off its wood, it replaces itself. That's the concept of emuna. Ki al horishoim hakoifrim ne'mar yihyu kachatzir gagois, shekidmas sholaf yovesh. May they be like those things that grow on the rooftops, that dry out and turn to nothing. You know, they rot and nothing becomes of them. That represents the Rishoim, whereas Tzadikim represents something which, even when they get cut down, they always replenish themselves. They always replace themselves. Aval b'tzadikim hamaminim, whereas when it comes to tzadikim who believe in Hashem, because we said before that the term tzadik reflects emuna, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichye, ne'mar tzadik katomar yifroch ki erez balavonan yizke. He's compared to this cedar tree. Aval ikar b'chinas gizoy machlif walidei sheva shonim. But the main ability for this cedar tree or this sycamore tree to replace itself is dependent on 7 years. Shebohem ikar biror ho'emuna b'shleimus kanal. That represents a full cycle of refining the emuna. V'alkein ho'erez shehu ilon hanivchar sheboi nimshelu atzadikim shegizo machlif. That's why the cedar tree, which is that choice tree which tzaddikim are compared to, which replaces itself, replaces its branches that get cut down, alkein ein choizer lios kevatchilat sheva shonim. That's why that tree requires exactly 7 years to replace itself, shebohem biror hoemuna b'shleimus, because the number 7 represents a complete refinement of faith. That's what causes the branches to replace them, to go from 0 to 100 in replenishing themselves and replacing themselves. Therefore, a person who receives a field as a sharecropper for less than 7 years is not allowed to plant flax. The Ainway Bekor is Shikmon, he has no right to chop down the branches of the Shikmo, Shemarozim, Kibamokim Shitzrichim Bira Vitikin Bioiser, Srichim Shiva Shonim, Shebohem Bira Emuna Bishlemos. Because in that place which requires the greatest refinement and the greatest tikkun, you need a full cycle of Emuna, which is 7 years. That's what gives you the ability to make a complete tikkun for Emuna, which is like the Shabbos. The Shabbos, when a person goes works for 6 days straight, and then keeps the Shabbos, it's that seventh day that makes it that all 7 days were with Emunah.